Last September, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and President Donald Trump made a big announcement. The federal government had supposedly uncovered a clear link between autism and mothers taking acetaminophen, or Tylenol, during pregnancy. The proclamation was swiftly lambasted by scientists outside the administration, yet it's only one facet of the Trump administration's concerning new approach to autism. That same day, RFK Jr. stated that the Food and Drug Administration would soon approve a new treatment for autism, a form of folate, or vitamin B9, known as leucovorin. As with the acetaminophen link, however, the evidence supporting the use of leucovorin for autism rests on shaky ground, to say the least, and many experts worry about what could happen to people with autism and their families if the drug starts to become widely taken. The idea of doing this for everyone, we're going to see side effects, we're going to see negative outcomes, said Audrey Brumback, a pediatric neurologist specializing in autism and other neurodevelopmental conditions at UT Health Austin. A shaky case, leucovorin, also called folinic acid, is a form of the vitamin folate, vitamin B9. Folate has many functions. It helps the body make red blood cells. It supports the healthy development of a fetus. That's why doctors now advise pregnant women to take folic acid, a synthetic form of folate, since low folate levels raise the risk of neural tube birth defects. Leucovorin has historically been used to counteract the toxic side effects of certain chemotherapy drugs, but it's also effective at treating a rare condition known as cerebral folate deficiency, CFD. CFD is characterized by low folate levels in the brain, but normal levels in the blood. This distinction makes it harder to detect. Low brain levels can lead to neurological symptoms like seizures, intellectual disability, and trouble with speech and coordination. These symptoms usually begin to appear around age 2. The condition is often caused by defective antibodies that attack a protein called folate receptor alpha, which is important for transporting folate across the blood-brain barrier. It can also be tied to rare inherited genetic mutations in the FOLR1 gene, which encodes that receptor. Leucovorin can be transported into the brain through a different pathway than folate receptor alpha. That means it can raise folate levels in the brains of people with CFD. The earlier children with CFD are treated with leucovorin, the better their chances of avoiding developmental delays, though the therapy can still help older patients. Some symptoms of CFD resemble those found in severe autism, and some research suggests people with autism are more likely to have CFD or antibodies to folate receptor alpha. Based on this early research, some scientists are hopeful about the potential of leucovorin to help children with both autism and CFD. During the September announcement, RFK Jr. claimed leucovorin was an exciting therapy that might benefit large numbers of children with autism. Marty Makary, current FDA commissioner, went further, stating that leucovorin could possibly help hundreds of thousands of kids. That would represent a substantial portion of U.S. children diagnosed with autism. A 2016 study estimated at least 1.5 million children in the U.S. had diagnosed autism, and that number has likely risen since. In its own announcement, HHS stated that leucovorin would become the first FDA-recognized therapeutic for children with cerebral folate deficiency and autistic symptoms. Yet, the actual language of the FDA decision only extends the labeling of leucovorin to treat CFD, with barely a mention of autism. Plenty of scientists and doctors aren't optimistic about the drug's future as an autism treatment. The idea of off-label medicine is not new. That in itself is not a problem, said Brumback. It's just, what are we basing this recommendation on? This is not a strong evidence base. We're basically still at the anecdote phase. The research supporting leucovorin for autism is thin, and it's gotten even thinner lately. Last week, the European Journal of Pediatrics retracted a trial testing leucovorin supplements in children with autism. Outside scientists discovered statistical inconsistencies that cast doubt on the results and conclusions. The authors intend to revise and resubmit. This trial was one of only five ever conducted, and the largest to date, with 77 children. Beyond these few studies, there isn't much substantial data supporting the therapy's basic premise. Scientists are uncertain if children with autism are truly more likely to have CFD, or if CFD, or its causes, can drive autism. We're also not sure if CFD can be reliably detected through antibody screenings, a method used in some studies. Autism is a complex condition. It can be caused by many different factors early in development, though genetics play a major role, so it's possible some children's autism could be closely tied to CFD or its causes. But that subset, even if it exists, isn't likely to reach into the hundreds of thousands, says Shefali Jest, a behavioral child neurologist. Autism is extremely heterogeneous. It's a behavioral diagnosis, based on thousands of different causes, profiles, and brain pathways. It's very unlikely we'll have one pill that ubiquitously addresses a core symptom. That's why, when medications like leucovorin are touted as cures for autism, working in all kids, it's problematic. Citing the lack of robust evidence, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends against the routine use of leucovorin for autism. Yet both Jest and Brumback have encountered families who ask about the treatment, or are already using it. Jest doesn't prescribe leucovorin. Brumback has stopped issuing new prescriptions since the Trump announcement, but both are willing to talk with families and support those who decide to use it. I will never judge, said Jest, because parents are trying to do right by their children. It's very appropriate to wonder about leucovorin and ask. I am open to answering questions, and being honest that we just don't have the evidence right now. Leucovorin is generally well tolerated in chemotherapy patients, but it isn't risk-free. The AAP notes it can cause vomiting, diarrhea, and hair loss. There's at least the possibility of more serious complications when used long-term for autism. This is a very specific population, people undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. There are side effects of high-dose vitamins that we likely wouldn't notice in that population, Brumback said. Some other forms of vitamin B can cause nerve damage in high doses. For me, that's enough to say primum non nocere. First, do no harm. That's especially true for kids who are most severe, who can't communicate if they're in pain or discomfort. Having something that could potentially cause neuropathy is a non-starter for me. Brownback and Jess see patients with more profound autism. They worry that families prescribed leucovorin by general practitioners might not get proper follow-up care. Some may even turn to over-the-counter leucovorin supplements, which are less regulated and potentially less safe than prescription versions. The future of autism treatment. One probable reason leucovorin is getting the spotlight is the lack of other easily adoptable treatments for severe autism. Since taking over HHS, RFK Jr. has promised new insights into autism, claiming researchers haven't done enough to find concrete answers. Yet there have been real strides in developing effective behavioral interventions that improve quality of life, says Jess. Within the next 10 years, she's hopeful we'll start to see treatments for severe cases strongly linked to specific genetic mutations. The one upside of this whole leucovorin conversation, it's forced the medical and scientific community to be more rigorous in how we talk about science, how we talk about what we know, and why we may be skeptical about certain studies. In the most likely scenario, leucovorin will follow the path of secretin. That hormone showed early promise in the 1990s, but multiple clinical trials failed to validate it. If that happens, leucovorin could just end up as a curious footnote in the history of autism research. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. and his allies are already setting the stage to officially endorse his pet theories about autism. He rejects the mainstream consensus that rising autism rates are largely due to expanded diagnostics and greater awareness. Last year, he ordered HHS to launch a new study on the supposed link between vaccines and autism, a link debunked by decades of research. So even if the hype behind leucovorin fades, Kennedy may still succeed in stoking an anti-science agenda. I think it's put parents in a very difficult position, Jess said. They don't know who to trust. We have a government telling them that the medical community is not doing right by its patients. That is a very hard message to hear. I'm very sympathetic to the uncertainty and confusion this has created. While RFK might profess to have the best interests of people with autism in mind, he seems to have antiquated ideas about their lives. In April 2025, he said autism destroys families, that children with autism will never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, never write a poem, never go out on a date. Of course, plenty of people with autism have done all of those things. Even for the most severe cases, it's often the lack of support, resources, and societal understanding that causes suffering, not autism itself. People with autism deserve recognition, respect, and quality care, including treatment strongly supported by evidence. That's something Brownback hopes won't be forgotten. To have autism is not to be pitied. It's not something a family should be embarrassed about. It's part of life. I want that to be the message of positivity, to help people where they owe it, and to have an appreciation for human life.